Thank you very much. I have no presentation since I made my presentation yesterday. First of all, maybe I can react a little bit on what we have heard so far from the speakers, if this is okay. Yeah. So first of all, maybe let me start with Mr. Perez. Congratulations, as being an IT and digitization expert, my heart is really enjoyed your presentation, because it really shows that when you have a simple IT solution, a simple web form that is can be used, I think, by every SME, and it might also lead to the same goal. The important thing here is you don't need to have like a very complex digital taxonomy, like for instance we have produced in the EU for this reporting. The important thing is you have done a data modeling, right? Digital taxonomies, and as well your portal is about data modeling. You have provided a list of all the activities. You have provided the calculations in order to calculate from livestock to actual emissions, right? And this is of course the important part, and I think it's very it comes close to a digital explorer taxonomy, but even going beyond. So very interesting. Then maybe going back to the presentation from Nancy, I also had the pleasure to have dinner yesterday with Nancy, and we chatted a little bit about the integrated reporting. And reflecting on the integrated reporting approach, which I'm not an expert on, and this is of course my personal opinion that I have expressed here, is that it seems to be a holistic view on the business model and the company. And indeed, when I reflect on the ESRS, I think this thought has been brought forward, because we have forward developed it into a robust reporting requirement, which covers risk and opportunities, but also the impacts in relation to environmental, social, and governmental aspects, right? So, and as far as I can see, this includes the inputs from Nancy, as at least a few of those that you mentioned, like the human resources, but also environmental resources and so on. And this is, of course, also in line with our ESRS environmental disclosures, right? But we, of course, we have a well-defined disclosure requirement, so it's being forward developed, which I think personally, in the end, which will increase the transparency and the comparability of the resulting disclosures. The ESRS has the reporting requirement on impacts, risk, and opportunities. This is what we call IROs, impact, risk, and opportunities, following the materiality assessment of each company, right? So it's an individual list of impact, risk, and opportunities that each and every company might come up with, right? But we combined it with a robust minimum disclosure requirement, so a minimum set of disclosures that needs to be provided on those impact, risk, and opportunities being identified, and with a link to a list of sustainability matters. This is paragraph AR16 in our ESRS, and is a very important one, because it's a very long list of, or not very long, but it's a list of sustainability matters, like for instance water consumption and so on. And this link actually from an impact, risk, and opportunity to this sustainability matter, which is by the way also digitized, is of course very relevant, because it allows filtering and querying for certain disclosures in a large database when you get all the disclosures. Yeah, the core, but let me just mention also the core sustainability goals indicators that I also discovered today in the paper that is right next to the door, which is very interesting. I had only a brief look at those. I recognize that there are quite some overlap with the ESRS. So I think, without knowing, without talking to the standard setters, that the ESRS disclosures have also been inspired by those indicators. And if I'm not mistaken, they even include them to a large extent. Yeah. So that's very interesting. And last but not least, to Xperel, what Mr. Muller said, I think is also very interesting, and I agree to many of his points. AI is a very interesting point, because I think we all agree that AI is impressive, right? Even in our personal life, when you ever tried a generative AI tool, it's really impressive what it can do. And I'm also convinced that we should keep an eye on this and use it and do research on what AI is able to do. Let me share you one experience that I recently had with a very large data provider from the US, because they are working with AI, and they did a test, actually. They used annual reports being produced by some large listed companies in order to the PDF documents to extract some information, right? So the issue was that to a certain degree, it is what was giving good results, but sometimes the AI was hallucinating numbers which were not in the report, or confusing, for instance, the greenhouse gas emissions from the group with the one of the subsidiary. And this does not lead to really reliable results in the end. So there still needs to be a human that needs to double check those numbers. And this is, of course, something that we need to be aware of. And I personal note, sometimes AI is being used as an argument to say, well, we don't need to have all the structured reporting because tomorrow, anyway, AI will solve it all, right? So this is something that we need to be aware of. Yes, AI will help us, but we still need to have structured disclosures. And just to let you know what kind of discussions we also have at IFRAC. Thank you very much.